Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, KX93.5 this morning is joined on the phone by a soap opera star who makes a lot of fun of himself at stand-up shows. His name's Sean Kanan. He's performing at the La Brea Improv this Thursday night at 8 p.m. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Sean. Yeah, we're doing great. What's up?
Not too much. You know, we want to talk about the gig I got going this Thursday night, which I'm pretty excited about. I'm going to be over at the Brea Improv with Steve Trevino and Nacho Sirico, trying to show people a little different side than what they're normally seeing from me.
Right. So, yeah, talk about that. I mean, people have seen you on General Hospital or The Young and the Restless or The Bold and the Beautiful, and you have no hesitation at making fun of that when you're on stage.
I don't, because so much of this stuff really just writes itself. You know, I've been doing stand-up off and on since I was like 15. I've always loved it. And, you know, I've started doing it again. It's been really great. You know, I got married about...
Oh, we lost him.
You cut out for a second.
No. Yeah, I got married like 4.5 years ago, and my wife has 4 kids. And so stuff pretty much writes itself for me in my life.
You know? Right. In your life, yeah, absolutely. In fact, it must be a bit of a soap opera in your house.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I had to step in and become like a stepdad to 4 kids, and I said to Michelle's son, I said, look, I expect there's going to be a learning arc here. I don't expect you to call me daddy right away. Took your mom a month.
That's great. There's a sort of schizophrenic thing, because you must feel like you can make fun of the soap opera thing, presumably because at the improv, most of those people are not watching The Bold and the Beautiful. It's a different sort of demographic, presumably.
You know, actually, though, you get a lot of people that are sort of hardcore fans for the show, and they are so supportive of anything we do that I'm actually expecting that there's going to be quite a few people that do watch The Bold and Beautiful at General Hospital. The other guy who's Nacho Sirico was on, he was on General Hospital as well. We didn't work together, but, you know, he has a big following from that as well. So I think there's probably going to be quite a few soap opera fans there Thursday, I think.
Are people surprised at all by, you know, any of your crude jokes or anything like that when you're on stage, if they've seen you on the show?
I try not to be too crude. I'd rather be just funny. But yeah, I think people are used to seeing me do stuff that's pretty serious. And then they see a whole different side of what I do. And I think it's a lot of fun for them, too, because I do a lot of material, you know, about being on the soap. These are characters that they followed for, in some cases, 20 years with me. So everyone has it. The kids seem to like it. What can I tell you?
No, my wife, who is an intelligent woman and has a great sense of sarcasm, loves soap operas. So
yeah.
I think there's something changing in the ether. People do get the sort of irony. There's a stuck kitschy thing about soap operas.
Yeah.
I think people
get it.
They're not living through the characters so much as just enjoying the journey, I think, these days. A bit different than it was, you know, back in the early days of soap operas when they were...
Back in the early days, you know, they would literally have somebody right off to the side of the soundstage playing an organ. They'd be, like, playing that live organ music. You know, right at the time, and this is a true story, this isn't part of my routine. I had an acting teacher back in the 60s who was doing, he was doing a soap opera, and they wanted him to sign a contract, and he didn't want to do it. And they said, well, if you're not going to sign a contract, we're going to kill you off. And I guess he got shot during the scene, but because it was live, he said, wait, it's not that bad. So he wouldn't sign the contract, and they couldn't kill him.
That's a great story. Brilliant story.
Have you ever had any objections to like a plot twist or a script that you're like, you know, too crazy?
No, I've been really lucky. I've never been abducted by aliens. I've never, you know, we don't do a lot of that stuff on Bold and Beautiful. That's usually more of like a Days of Our Lives thing, I think. They do sort of that more outlandish stuff. So I've fortunately never really had to do anything that was really crazy or you know, so beyond the pale of what reality is. So I've been kind of lucky that way.
So you guys are more serious. Those crazy guys at Days of Our Lives, they're crazy over there. We're much more serious.
But I did get my mother-in-law pregnant, so I think that was pretty
You know, that's, yeah, that's definitely a stretch.
In my defense, you should have seen her.
Really? Because I love my mother-in-law, but nah.
I'm sure she was beautiful, Sean.
Yeah, very pretty.
Sean Kanan's on the phone again. You can catch him Thursday night at 8 p.m. at La Brea Improv. Tickets available at improv.com or 714-482-0700. I love it. It's not your typical stand-up show, but I'm sure it's hilarious, man.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys.
We'd like to play a quick game with you. Are you down?
I'm down. Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to play this button, then I'll explain.
1776 was a long time ago, my fellow Americans. Let's see if you've still got it. It's time to play Beat the Brit on KX93.5.
All right. So the way this works, Sean, it's President's Day, right? Today's President's Day. So we have to do something. Jason Fetty is British.
Hello.
Okay. So
hello.
Understandably, he doesn't know very much about American history.
Absolutely nothing.
So, and just to throw a little tidbit in there, I'm not tooting my own horn. But I do have a political science degree.
I'm so screwed.
I love that we're doing this.
I've never won this. I've never won at this.
Well, you're really going to lose today, like. The game's pretty self-explanatory. We ask questions about American history, and you try to beat the Brit at those questions that he doesn't know the answer to.
All right.
So today's theme is all about U.S. presidents, since it's the President's Day. So we'll start with an easy one, I hope. Jason, you can answer this first.
Uh-oh.
Who was the 16th president of the United States?
Ridiculous.
Jason Fetty, the 16th president of the United States.
Harrison.
Sean Kanan?
That would be Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is correct.
Oh, God. So everybody knew that except for me.
I thought you were making that noise. You're like, oh, everyone knows that. That's so easy.
Yeah. No.
All right, next question. Sean, you can answer this one first. Who was George Washington's vice president?
I'm going to say Thomas Jefferson.
Jason?
Before he became president?
Crikey. Was it one of the Adams? One of the Adams family?
Well, maybe Van Buren. I don't know.
Van Buren? What?
What do you think, Jace?
That's a beer, Van Buren. I'm going with Thomas Jefferson.
You're very close, Sean. It's John Adams.
Excuse me.
Well,
You
didn't lock it in.
I nearly got that right, though.
You said the Adams family.
You've got to
I don't accept that.
It should be like if he asked me who was the third prime minister, in England or something. I would have no idea.
That's true. Yeah, but we're in America, so we don't ask British history questions, All right, so moving on. Jason, you can answer this one first. Which of these people, this is a multiple choice question, which of these people was not a president of the United States? Rutherford B. Hayes, Alexander Hamilton, or Benjamin Harrison?
What was the first one again?
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Never a president, that guy.
All right, Sean?
No, he was a president.
Oh, dear.
Do you know the answer, Sean?
Yeah, it's the second one.
Alexander Hamilton was never a president of the U.S.
I suck at this.
And as a little side note, I just like to throw in there that Alexander Hamilton was killed in a duel by Aaron Burr.
Yeah, and if you've seen the show Alexander Hamilton on Broadway, which is the only reason why I know that, it's really quite exciting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should go check it out. all right, we'll move to a little more modern for you guys. Here we go. Sean, you'll answer this one first. Where was Bill Clinton governor before becoming president?
Arkansas.
Jason?
Yeah, Arkansas.
All right, you're both right.
Little Rock, Arkansas, yeah. I knew that. I'm expecting when Hillary goes, when the primaries get down to the South, her accent is going to change. She's going to be flying yee-haw down there.
All right, one last question. Jason Fetty, you'll take this one first. You're losing by a lot, so we'll make this one worth 100 points.
Whatever, I've got my citizenship. I paid for it.
Even though it's the subject of much debate, where was Barack Obama really born?
Huh. Hawaii.
Sean?
Hawaii.
Yep, Honolulu, Hawaii. Right, well, Jason, you almost came back there. But Sean definitely beat you on the early history question.
He is a Muslim, though, Obama. You do know that.
and I did have the benefit of taking an American history class in my, in high school, which I would imagine Jason hasn't taken. So
no, that's right.
Never once. Sean, thanks for being a good sport, and I'm glad you're a political science major. That's hilarious.
My pleasure.
Sean Kaden at La Brea Improv this Thursday night, 8 p.m. Improv.com for tickets. Thanks so much for calling in this morning, man. We really appreciate it.
Hey, guys, thanks so much. It was great talking to you. Have a great day.
See you soon.
Man. You're a lot of fun. Thank you.